In previous videos, you both spoke about pain. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share a lesson for us, each of you, maybe a lesson in relationships that you learned painfully.
Well, I think that for me, I can tell you that, I mean, I don't even know if it's just for me, but I had that experience where we have bread of shame show up in a relationship. In my first marriage, I would say that I was overly giving. Giving, you know, some of us have this tikkun with, it's not really an issue to give. We speak a lot about the energy of giving, but certain personalities, certain tikkuns are actually, you know, sometimes you need to say no. Sometimes you don't need to go and, you know, always share and always give. Sometimes you need to allow the other person to earn that or to give back. And I think that I realized that through pain, that I was giving too much, that I gave bread of shame and I had to take responsibility for it. It wasn't something that's fun because it was painful, but it's very powerful. And I definitely became more aware of it in my future relationships. It reoccurs, even though you learn the lesson, it's there.
I would say probably the most powerful lesson I've learned is to care for or to love the other person in the way that they need and not in the way that you need. A big part of learning in relationships is to feel the vessel, to learn about them, to genuinely want to know who they are, how they think, how they came to where they are. I think that's one of the most powerful, powerful experiences you can have. And I would say if you're in a relationship, go deeper. Want to learn about them, ask questions. Maybe your partner isn't that open. Maybe your partner isn't that vulnerable. Maybe your partner is always telling you one story, but really feeling something else. But if you keep digging and you want to know, you'll get to know that person and you'll feel what they feel. And then you can really give to them.
You had a divorce?
Yes.
But you also lost someone.
That I loved, yes.
So there are a lot of people who have lost people in the physical world here, and they can't figure out why. If you've done your work and you believe that you are with the person that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with, why would the Creator take that person?
Okay, so I can tell you, it kind of answers your question, that when I met my second husband, when I met him, meaning when I went out with him, I kind of felt like I knew this person for lifetimes. Yeah, so it was not comparable to my first marriage. Like, it's almost like I've never even experienced anything like that in my life. And I realized, like, wow, I never really knew, you know, what love or, you know, to feel this degree of love towards someone is. I realized that, you know, there's different degrees of love and there's different types of soulmates and there's different work with different people. And any time that we experience challenge, pain, loss, it could be of a relationship, it could be of a person, I think that there's a greater degree of love that's awaiting us, you know, whether it's with another person, whether it's, you know, between us and life in general. It's, for me, it taught me that there's greater and greater and unlimited degrees of love.
And this is a level that I think most people never even have to go through. Most people, they go through a bad relationship, they work on themselves, they have a good relationship, and that's it. And then you had to take it to another level of spirituality.
It's also about, you know, and all of us go through this, when we get hurt, we blame and we get stuck in that victim place. I think that, you know, once we actually go through that process and we do our spiritual work and we figure out what our lessons are, you really are able to extract the beauty and the goodness that you had in every relationship. In every relationship, even if it had to end, even if, you know, some things went down the wrong way and people make choices, I think that once you look inside, you see that really every relationship contributed to your life, to who you are as a person in the next relationship, You know, personally, I have a beautiful son from the first marriage. So there's beauty everywhere. But until you don't do your work and you don't get out of that place of what that person did to you or what the creator did to you or life, or, you know, when you get out of there and you really genuinely accept everything that's, you know, that's come your way, you are able to see the beauty of absolutely every relationship.
And not to discount what happened, but would you say that today you feel whole, you feel at peace, and you feel the highest level of happiness that you've had so far?
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot more to come, and I'm ready for it, and I'm excited about it.
And let's not forget that love is fun. It's supposed to be fun and
That's
exciting.
What I say.
Yeah, I know.
Forget that. Love is fun, and it's, you know, we should enjoy it, and... Yeah, listen, if you tell me that love is about tikkun and about my mirror, like, let me run away from it, right? No, I'm saying, let's not forget that love, at the end of the day, it has its fun and its excitement, and we should experience that, but we should know that we can't just make it about ourselves and how we feel, and eventually we have to take it to the next level and the next level, and it's shown to us through the challenges and through the moments that, you know, we don't like that person so much or we don't want to share with them so much. That's where we get to really practice all the Kabbalah that we absolutely can remember and have in those moments of test. But it's only to take us to greater degrees of love, you know, from my experience and in my opinion. It's never to diminish. It's always, you know, we're always going up.
Amazing.
But we have to do our part, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you, Rachel, for adding this incredible new element for myself and for everyone watching. And I appreciate your time with us.
Thank you, David. It was lovely to be here with you.